Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Taria Vision of Vine, and you have tuned in to the Urban CEO Network radio show, where we are unapologetic, real, bold, action-oriented, and non-conforming. We have a mission to show our kings and queens how to build big business while being yourself. On today's show, we have another incredible VIP guest, and many of our urban CEOs are going to be sharing their breakthroughs. So grab a pen and paper and let's get ready to start the show. Yeah.
All right. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, just depending upon what part of the world you guys are listening in. This is Taria Vision of Vine, and thank you so much for joining us again on another incredible edition of the Urban CEO Radio Show. All I can tell you guys is I'm just truly excited again, as I always like to say, for the day God has awakened us to be able to impact somebody else on this wonderful day. And I just want to know, what is it that you plan to do to impact the world? How are you going to impact just one person on today? And I pray that one of those things is that you invited somebody to join this radio show. Guys, we do this show every Monday and Friday at the same time, same place. And the great thing is you can listen to all of the replays by simply going to radio.urbanceonetwork.com. Now, a couple of other things. Let me just tell you, what is Urban CEO all about? Well, first of all, Urban stands for unapologetic, real, bold, action-oriented, non-conforming. Guys, we are a movement. We are a movement here of other urban CEO kings and queens that understand the importance of, guys, being able to do things in a way that we want to do them, right? You know, we want to show examples of success that are not necessarily the norm. We want people to know it doesn't matter where you come from, it doesn't matter what you look like, what you talk like, you can still exemplify excellence in the way that you know how to do it best. And so we are creating this movement, guys. We have a goal of hitting more than 50,000 members to our Facebook group. We just started this year, and we're going to get it done. But we need your help, okay? We need your help. We need you to make sure that you definitely join us over in the Facebook group. Simply go to the Facebook group, Urban CEO Network, right now. You can go there right now and make sure to let us know who you are. Include the hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. That's how we know that you are live on the radio show. Now, what I would love for you to do is when you go over to the Urban CEO Facebook group, okay, you're going to go ahead and put what city and state you're chiming in from. Let us know what it is that you do. How do you serve other people? How do you help other people in the community? And we can't wait to shout you out. So again, you must be live on the radio show in order to post in the group, and you must include hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. So again, let us know who you are by letting us know that directly in the group, and we will definitely shout you out. Now, we also have some incredible breakthroughs. I definitely want to shout out some of our breakthroughs. I see you, Erica. Erica says, drum roll, everyone. Yes, I got accepted. I will be participating in the TGCTA Learning Collaborative that will be offered free of charge through the Trauma and Grief Center. She's shared that in the group. You guys can see the full details of that. Also, I see you, Shakita. Shakita was rocking her Urban CEO t-shirt, honey. I see you, girl. You look real fly and fabulous. Yes, ma'am. And then we also have some announcements. Now, if you have any events that are coming up, what you want to do as an Urban CEO, we post your events for you for free, okay? For free. All you need to do is go over to the Facebook group and then click on the events tab, and then make sure that you create your event so that people can know everything that's going on. So I'm going to announce those events in just a minute. But again, make sure to go over to the Urban CEO Network Facebook group and shout yourself out, okay? Shout yourself out by letting us know what it is that you do in business. Include the hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. We also have some brand new members who have joined us. So make sure, guys, for those people, if you are inviting people to the group, make sure to let them know to join us live on this radio show, because we want to make sure that we can get as many people shouting out their businesses, telling us their breakthroughs live on the call as the source of motivation. All right, as the source of motivation. Hey, Helen, good afternoon to you as well from South Carolina. She says, I book travel and help people to start their own travel business. I also help business owners get capital to expand and get through. All right, so make sure y'all check her out. She's posted in the group as well. All right, so events. Let's shout out some events. We have the Gray Era Amazon Bootcamp taking place in Hammond, Indiana, March the 2nd, and it says March the 2nd through March the 3rd, so I'm not sure if it's a two-day boot camp, it looks like it's a two-day boot camp, so you guys want to definitely make sure you go over to the events tab so you can check out this Amazon course. I know for a fact that the Grays have definitely been leveraging and utilizing Amazon to bring another stream of income into their household. They have really mastered this thing, so you want to make sure you show up for that. March the 8th, 2019, we have the Business Success. It is Not a Matter of Luck. And this is going to be with Metro ATL and Beyond, hosted by Rhonda Hudgens. And it's at the Da Vinci Meeting Room. So make sure this is going to be in, Marietta, Georgia. So if you are in Marietta, Georgia on March the 8th, you want to make sure that you check that out as well. We also have the Valentine's Cruise taking place February the 10th, 2020. So we have all until next year, y'all, to Nassau, Bahamas. If you want to go on this Valentine's Day cruise in Nassau, Bahamas, make sure that you plug in February the 10th, 2020. Plug into that. You can find out all the details by, again, going over to the events tab. And DeShonda Jennings is actually hosting that cruise. And then finally, our final event that we have posted in the group is the Stay and Pray Retreat in Chattanooga, Tennessee, April 2020. So it is next year, y'all, with Rhonda Hudgens. If you want to learn more about that, make sure you go over to the events tab. And guys, we make sure to do our best to announce as many events that we can here on the Urban CEO radio show. So if you want to have your event highlighted, of course, as we continue to grow and we have more events, we'll eventually narrow it down to events taking place within that month. But definitely, guys, please, if you are in the group, post your events on the book group. You want to go to the events tab, so not directly on the timeline. It's better if you post it on the events tab so that we can make sure that everybody is invited, they get a chance to see it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Again, remember, guys, go over to the Urban CEO Network Facebook page and actually share where it is that you're chiming in from. What do you do for business? And if you need to find an easier way to get to it, just simply go to our website, urbanceonetwork.com, urbanceonetwork.com. All right, let's go ahead and shift gears, and I'm going to bring up one of our incredible co-hosts that can share the quote of the day, the quote of the day. And so this young lady is out of Hammond, Indiana, also close to Chicago, Illinois. And I'm going to have her share, and her name is Kitten Gray. Kitten, you are now live on the Urban CEO Radio Show. What is your quote of the day?
Good morning, my Urban CEOs. The quote of the day is, I already know what giving up feels like. I want to see what happens if I don't. So I'm not out here trying to give up. I have had lots of challenges in 2018, but no, ma'am, giving up is not an option. It's not an option, and I want you guys to take that same attitude because it doesn't matter. Don't give up. Do what you got to do. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Kit. And yes, indeed, guys, we cannot give up. We got to keep pushing. And I know even some people say, child, 2018, we've got challenges in 2019. You know, one thing that I've come to find is that nobody escapes the rain. Like, nobody escapes the rain. And I heard Pastor Joel Osteen talk about this, that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. Guys, I don't care how great we are to everything, how good we are to people, how good we are to our business, how good we are to ourselves, there are always going to be challenges. And we've got to know that regardless of what the challenge is, it's not what happens to you, it's what you do with what happens to you. And so we've got to remain focused, and we've got to keep on pushing, and we cannot give up with this, okay? And so make sure to keep on pushing and focusing and things of that nature, y'all. I love that quote. Thank you, Kitten. Also, guys, I want to announce we are still looking for people to join the board, okay? Join the board. If you are interested in learning more about the Urban CEO Board, the official, like official launch is going to take place. We have a luncheon that's going to be coming up here in Houston, Texas, okay? So if you like Houston, honey, and you like Houston in June, darling, you want to definitely go ahead and get yourself prepared. We actually have a big launch that's going to be taking place June the 23rd. It is a luncheon that we're going to be having here in Houston. We have a book launch on the 22nd, and then the 23rd will be our official Urban CEO luncheon that's going to be taking place here in Houston, and it's going to be a theme to it. As you know, we had our New Year, New You, where we had well over 60-plus women and men join us for this incredible luncheon, and we had an amazing panel. And so we're going to be doing, you know, a lot of people said, Tariq, you got to do another one. And so I wanted to make sure that it was attached to an incredible movement. And the Urban CEO, why not? Why not make the Urban CEO movement a part of this incredible luncheon? So we're going to be having that official launch. And so we are looking for individuals that want to be in at something at the beginning. You know, little truth story I want to tell y'all, truth moment. So there's an organization called Black CEO, and I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it, but it's an amazing movement, and it was founded by a gentleman of the name of Trevor Ott, and I just got back from their Black and Influential conference that took place in the DMV area this past weekend. And their conference, it was a three-day event. It started on Thursday, and I was blessed to be offered an opportunity to speak. By the way, I didn't get offered the opportunity until literally 2 days before the event, okay? So that's why for all my speakers and coaches, you always have to stay ready so you don't have to get ready. And I was offered an opportunity to speak, but more so I was going because I definitely wanted a chance to connect with some incredible Black CEOs from all over the nation. Well, I was speaking to Trevor prior to me even registering to come to this conference and letting him know about what it is that we do with our company, Show Your Success. And he was telling me that, Tariq, you need to put together a movement. And you need to put together a movement with people who kind of look like you, who act like you, who talk like you, who listen to the music you like to listen to, because we don't have a movement right now of professionals who can feel comfortable in being their own selves. And let me just explain to you what I mean by that. See, I'm a certain type of person, and hopefully you guys are a certain type of people as well. You know, I like a certain kind of music. I like Christian music, but I also like rap music. I like to wear, you know, what I want to wear. And I feel like in this day and age, you know, with society and social media, we have so many things that are pushing us into a way where we feel that we must wear certain things, or we must talk a certain way, or we must be from a certain area in order to obtain certain levels of success. And if you happen to be a person from an urban community that makes it into a successful life, then you're what they call a unicorn. And there's no such things as unicorns in this world. Unicorns don't exist. And so when people put someone on a pedestal and call them a unicorn, it makes many of our young kings and queens feel that that may be something that can't be obtained. And so I want to change that, and I want us to all be whatever we're going to be. We don't have to be something that doesn't exist. This can be a truth. This can be a norm for us all, and we don't have to change the way necessarily that we walk. We don't have to change necessarily the way that we talk. We can show that wherever we come from, we can be successful. And I think that's what becomes attractive, you know, to our youth. That's what our youth, they're looking for something that they can model, and they want to model something that they can relate to. And so that's what the CEO movement is all about. And as I'm there at this conference, I'm just like, wow, this is something that I see us being able to do. We had the opportunity to hear from so many incredible speakers. I mean, I was sitting there and looked up, and Willie Jolly walked into the room. And I don't know if you guys have ever had a chance to hear from Willie Jolly, but y'all need to look him up. He is one of the greatest speakers, was named one of the top 5 speakers in the world. Guys, this man has just been doing it for a very long time. An incredible example to the Black community. And then also walks in is Dr. Frazier. And guys, I want you to know that Dr. Frazier, man, first of all, I had a chance to hear him on the Urban CEO radio show. Dr. George Frazier, just to be specific, on the Urban CEO radio, I mean, on the Black CEO radio show over 2 years ago. And he talked to us about, you know, finances. And I'm so excited for our VIP guest today, because that's what we're talking about today, money in our urban community. But he was talking about really what the state of where we're going as a community, where we're going to be. And if we don't get ourselves together, guys, we are eliminating ourselves. And so this man is very powerful, and he has an incredible conference that's coming up in July. And I want us as a community to be able to stand proud and stand tall and know that, you know, while we may not necessarily listen to what everybody else listens to, we may not talk, we might not have the best vernacular. By the way, words were all made up. Somebody made up any kind of word. We may not speak the most eloquent, but yet we can still obtain success, and we can be an example to the urban community. And so I just was there, and I was just in awe, and I'm like, man, this is something that we can do. We can create a movement and work together. We don't have to be an isolated community. No, we work together with these other communities. We join these other communities. I'm not saying let's do this by ourselves. No, let's do this together. So we are looking for a board. And if you're interested in being at the beginning, saying that I was there at the beginning, y'all, like we was here before it was even, nobody even knew what the Urban CEO movement was all about, I'm looking for you. Go to, you're going to send an email to info@urbanceonetwork.com, info@urbanceonetwork.com. We're looking for people that can help with marketing, looking for people that can help with our social media. We're looking for people that can help with taking care of the finances, whoever has experience in that. We're looking for people to take care of, you know, just locking in the radio show and helping with hosting the radio show. And so if you submitted your information and you're interested with being a part of this show, we're going to be having our interest meeting on the last day of this month, okay? So make sure you go ahead and send that email, because that's coming up, okay? It's coming up any day now. So send your email to info@urbanceonetwork.com. All right, so I'm going to shift gears again. We have another one of our co-hosts who's going to share her quote of the day. And I think this is her number. So this is Seneca James. Seneca, are you on the line?
I am.
Well, hey, darling, please share with us your quote of the day.
Hello, 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 Urban CEOs. Well, my quote of the day is really more like an inspiration for the week. I just wanted to let everyone know that this week will be a good, great week. Okay, regardless of any negativity that happened before this week, regardless of what you think might go wrong, because sometimes we can be our own worst enemies and our thoughts and everything. And so I speak peace and prosperity over your week. We're going to have an amazing week. So let's go, Urban CEOs.
Absolutely. You better believe it, honey. All about speaking positivity. Let me tell you something. In fact, I'm going to share my breakthrough. I want to share my breakthrough early, okay? I want y'all to know my breakthrough, because just like you said, you know, this week will be an amazing week. Do you know that what it is that you say out your mouth continuously and over again is always what you bring to life? Well, guys, I had this incredible experience at the Black and Influential Conference with Black CEO. And by the way, next year, we've got to make sure we're showing up and representing and being a part of that incredible conference. And I've got so many breakthroughs from that event alone. I guess I'll wait until next Friday to share some more. But one of the breakthroughs is that I was I had caught my flight. The flight I had got actually flew into Baltimore, and I didn't even notice that it flew into Baltimore until it was time to, you know, days before the flight. But the event was in Virginia, so it was about a good hour drive from Baltimore to Virginia. Now, I could have flown into D.C., but I did, you know, Expedia, when you book your flights on Expedia, they, you know, they try to give you the cheapest one first, and so I always go to the cheapest flight. So anyways, as I'm the last night was the award, like a dinner. They had this incredible VIP dinner that took place, and many of the speakers had a chance to speak there as well. But I knew I had to wake up at 3 a.m. To catch my flight. So I ended up leaving a little bit early so that I could get to my room and get a couple hours of sleep before I headed off to Baltimore, the flight, to catch my flight. Long story short, y'all, I am in the wrong line to check into my flight. I'm trying to figure out, why am I not able to check in? I don't know what is going on. This thing is not working. And it's literally minutes before the 45-minute cutoff. So it's like, you got to go in line. So I go in line, and so I already know I'm going to miss this flight. So this whole time, though, I'm saying, God is going going to open up another flight. I'm going to get home on time. God is going to open up another flight. Thank you, Lord. Instead of me sitting in the line and having an attitude like the lady that was behind me complaining and just a nasty little attitude because she mad because da-da-da-da-da, I said, I'm going to ignore her. First of all, I'm not going to talk to her because she's just wanting somebody else to dwell in her negativity with her and agree with her. As soon as she started being negative, I turned around and I started speaking, oh, God is going to open up a plane, a flight for me, etc. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So I get up to the gate, and to the guy, and he's like, "You're at the wrong airline. This is American Airlines because I flew in on American Airlines. You need to go over to United." I didn't even pay a 10-turn flight. It was on a totally different airline. So by this time, I know I'd have missed the flight. So I'm walking fast, but I'm not running. I mean, shoot, I'd have missed it. So I'm walking over there fast, and I'm like, God, you're going to have a flight for me. You're going to have a flight for me. You're going to have a flight. So while I'm in the line, instead of having an attitude, instead of being upset, instead of being disappointed, which many of us allow what happens to us to affect our actions, I stayed positive. I stayed happy. I stayed grateful. I spoke great things. I walked up to the line. I said, hello, ma'am. I said, you know, I was at the wrong airline, and I thought, you know, that was my airline. Come to find out, I'm here. I'm pretty sure it's too late for me to check into the original flight, but I'm believing that there's going to be another flight. And so she started looking up the flights, y'all, and she said, do you know what? She was like, this never happened. She was like, for some reason, there's a flight that leaves within the next couple of hours. Normally, this flight to Houston doesn't leave until later this afternoon. You would not normally be getting home until 7, 8, 9 o'clock. She said, but this, for whatever reason, there is a flight available, and guess how many seats are available? I said, how many? She said, one. And I said, how about that? I said, ain't God great? I said, the whole time I spoke the positiveness of, y'all know that's a word I made up, the positiveness of me being able to get on this flight. And not only was it one seat, my girl to put me in the exit row seat, you know, that gives you more space, on the window so I can sleep on the flight. Y'all, you can't tell me that when you don't speak the right things, and it's not that it's something magical, it's because I came to her with positive energy instead of frustration. I came to the person who can make the decisions, and I told her, I'm believing that something great is going to happen. And wouldn't you believe it? Manifestation of that ticket happened. God opened up a whole nother flight that normally didn't even take place. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, I know that was a little longer than 90 seconds, but I had to share that with y'all because it's all in how we handle things. Shout out to Rhonda Hudgens, who's listening live. She said she met Trevor in 2016 at ReRock. She loves him. Dwight, glad to meet you as well this past weekend, and I appreciate you joining in. We have the book writing workshop. Yes, it was definitely impromptu. I had my projector, but I was like, in 30 minutes, I'm just going to go ahead and talk to y'all about some stuff I love. Thank you so much, Kitten, for posting your quote. Seneca is live from South Carolina. Rhonda's chiming in from Douglasville. Denise is chiming in from Virginia. And we have Shakita chiming in from Miami, Florida. Guys, make sure as well that you do not forget to include hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show so that you can be approved on the timeline. I appreciate all of the love. All right, so let's go ahead and bring up our VIP guest, y'all, because this young lady has definitely been waiting here, and I'm so excited that we get to have a conversation. It's like right on time because leaving the event when listening to Dr. George Frazier, and he was just talking about the state of our community and where we're going to be if we do not get our finances in order. And I never forget when he talked about, you know, just where he would rather be when it comes to his financial success and how he's creating not just money for his children, for his children's children. And we know that this is biblical. And many of us, guys, you know, I believe that many of us, while we do, you know, aspire to have the success that we want within our businesses, we're forgetting that it's not about just spending for today, but investing for tomorrow. And so I'm excited because we have a young lady that's going to be on the line with us today talking to us about finances and really just being able to get us prepared. And we're going to give you an opportunity so that you can work more directly with her. But, you know, in our community, especially the urban community, y'all, we don't like to talk about money. We don't like to talk about money, and we've got to stop doing this, right? We've got to stop setting ourselves up for the lack
of and having it in abundance. And until we get comfortable with talking about money, we're going to continue to keep going down the same ladder of making it and losing it. And so we have on the line Mrs. Sherita Humphrey, who's going to be talking to us, y'all. She is a financial expert, and she's going to talk to us about really getting ourselves prepared. So with that said, hello, Sherita. How are you doing today?
I am awesome. Thank you guys for thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here and to talk about money.
Absolutely. Look, I should have had a Cardi B song to play just a little bit before because that's one of my jams. But, yeah, you know, I love talking money, and I think that all of us should definitely, you know, have these conversations about money. And for those people, this is the first time getting a chance of hearing your lovely, beautiful voice. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Sherita? You know, like, how did you get into the financial world, and what have you done prior to?
Okay, so I got into finances at the age of 8, raised by a single mother, just helping her to pay bills, organize, kind of come up with a game plan, because she's busy. She's trying to raise 3 girls on her own, and I just saw that you only can do what you can do. And the one thing that she always said was that money is a, you know, gives options and opportunities. And the having the lack of is a lot of reasons why many other urban CEOs are still on their jobs. Because we're living paycheck to, you know, paycheck to paycheck. And this is why I'm so passionate about telling people that where you are is not your destiny. If you change your financial habits and really take control of the money aspect in who you are, then you can do so much. I teach finances from a holistic approach. It's just not about having the physical money, because I have clients with a bunch of money. A lot of money does not make you successful. It's what you do with the money that makes you successful. And so for me, I'm a former government auditor, an analyst, and I was the person that either most businesses were happy to see, or they were petrified because they thought that something that I was going to be the person that was going to start that snowball of coming in and bringing in the IRS and the comptroller's office. And it shouldn't be like that. And so my very last audit is the one that made me leave my government position. And if they're listening to this awesome show, thank you. Because in my position, I cannot educate the community and small business owners, especially those who are African American, on how to be compliant in their business and how to scale their business, because it's a conflict of interest. So I said, when I saw a couple, an African American couple who built a beautiful day spa, that cost them most of their retirement, and to lose it for $20,000, I was done. I was done, because I said, you know what? I'm not of service by not servicing the people that God's placed in front of me.
Wow. And I can only think about, you know, Sherita, so many people right now listening that have worked extremely hard to build their business. And, you know, I was talking to my accountant not too long ago, and he was saying, you know, Sherita, for a company to even survive past 5 years, like the number of businesses that survive past 5 years, it would blow you away. He was saying, in fact, 1 out of 10 will not, I don't know if it was 5 or 10, will not even get past that mark. And he was like, it all boils down to not properly having their finances in place. It's not that they're not making money, because there's many businesses out here that are thriving, but being able to properly manage your finances and put your money in the right areas in which they need to be in regards to investing, paying yourself, and, you know, growth, that is important. So let me ask you this, Sherita. When somebody comes to you, typically, who is your ideal client, or what is it that they're generally meeting when they make a decision to come directly to you?
Most of the time, my target audience are individuals from the ages of about 35 to 45 that happen to be budding entrepreneurs, or they're already in their small business. they're looking to sometimes get, I like to say, play defense and offense in their personal and business finances, because you got to take care of your home base. It's great to start a business, but you also want to make sure that you have your foundation at home intact, because you don't want to get on that robbing Peter to pay Paul. You don't want to get, like I see a lot of budding entrepreneurs doing, and this is the one way to get IRS and other state organizations into your business, is to commingle your finances. That means not having a business account, number one, and so you're doing everything out of your personal account. It is not the way to do business. And a lot of times there's a lot of people that I've audited and I've talked to, they're like, Sherita, I just didn't know. Where can I go to get that information? How do I properly prep when I'm on my job to get my finances in order so that I can start a smooth transition into entrepreneurship without feeling like I'm in a financial stress, not only in my personal finances, but also in the business. And so most of the people that tend to come to me are looking for that defense and offense strategy. They want to reduce the amount of liability that they have going into the business, and they want to increase their personal finances so that way they become they have assets on the personal side. And so I would love to continue to be able to share information here in this awesome network for those who are thinking about it or have already started a business and they feel like, okay, I am feeling a little bit overwhelmed and I'm doing great, but I'm still feeling like I need that extra something or strategy in my business or in my personal finances. I teach finances from, like I said, I'm a football fan. Don't judge me, y'all. I love the Cowboys. And so I use that same thing. I use that same approach when it comes to finances, because I don't care what you do. If you can have all the defense in the world, but with no offense, you can't truly win. And that's the same strategy that I use in the financial space as well, because when you have both of those things, you can truly, truly not only scale in your personal life, but you can scale in your business.
Awesome. So now let's talk about some things that I guess that everybody can do right now. What would you say are maybe three tips to everyone that's listening in online, whether they have been in business for a while or they're just getting started? What are three tips that you recommend that they can start doing right now to take control of their finances? Is it, you know, having a separate bank account or getting, you know, a proper business license, and what would be the top three that you would say?
I would say the top three, just across the board, tax planning is a resource. So you don't have to spend a whole bunch of money. You can go in and do a consult and just come in and talk to, if you don't have a CPA and or accountant or bookkeeper, you need a strategy, especially with so many tax changes being effective this year going forward. Tax planning is going to be key in your personal life and in your business. That's one. Number two, if you are commingling your finances, stop today. The IRS is definitely going to probably be doing more audits, because they know that a lot of people are not going to be in compliance with the new tax laws. So if you are doing that, please, please, please visit www.bankrate.com. They have a bunch of information about banks, give you a bunch of reviews. So if you are looking for a business account, there is a plethora of banking information there. If you are military, you can look at one that I love. They have awesome business banking is Navy Federal. You can do everything online. So most of the banks, definitely go in and, try not to commingle this year. That would be the one strength that I would tell you. That's going to alleviate a lot of stress from you, especially comes next year trying to do your tax return. Number three, we all know that tax date is coming up. And if you have not started to prepare your tax returns, please, 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 for all the CPAs listening, they will appreciate this. get all of your things in order, get your mileage in order, get all of those receipts in order, get all of those things that you have in their shoebox, those receipts, organize all of that, because it makes the process a lot easier, because everybody's going to be rushing to their CPA, bookkeeper, even if you decide that you want to do it yourself, get those things in order now so that you're not waiting until the last minute trying to file your tax return or file an extension. So do what you can now.
Absolutely, guys. Look, how we do anything is how we do everything. And take a little bit of time every day so that we can prepare ourselves for financial success. Let me ask you this. Now, in order for someone to open a bank account, a business bank account, what are the items needed? I know, like, and then this is another thing, like with me in Houston, and I initially had my business registered in Atlanta, I had to go get a couple things in order to open up a new account here for a local bank. So for those listening in and they want to go ahead and get themselves to that position so they're not co-mingling, what do they need to do today to get that started?
Okay, for those, of course, we know we have everything from those who are sole proprietors all the way up to the S-Corp or C-Corp. If you're a sole proprietor, you can still open up a bank account. You will need to get your DBA. Even if you don't do any legal structure, most banks are still going to require that you at least have a doing business as. You can get that from your local county clerk's office. For those who are LLCs, C-Corps, partnerships, there's going to be other legal documents that you're going to need. Of course, you're going to need, if you're with any of the legal structures, you're going to need to be registered with the Secretary of State. So if you have not done that, of course, I'm here in Texas. I'm in Houston. To do that, it's $300. It's done very quickly. But, of course, now we know that we have the government shut down. They're probably backlogged. So if you are going to think about incorporating your business or any sort, I would suggest doing that now. Because you're not going to be able to open up a business banking account, because there's going to be articles that they need. They're going to need the charter. They're going to need to know who are the managing members, or if you're an LLC. That's going to require a little bit more work. So I would highly suggest that if you are an LLC, a S-Corp, doing a partnership, or a C-Corp, that you go ahead and get all of those documentations that the bank is going to require, and you're going to need the one thing, you're going to need your EIN. You need your employee identification number. You can go to IRS and go get it. It's free. You put in all of your business information. They generate that to you they're going to need that. Any bank is not. They're going to need that. You can do it under, in some banks, under your Social Security number as a sole proprietor, but you want to be a business. So you don't want to use your Social Security number if at all possible. You want to make sure that you're using a federal tax ID number. And it's okay when we're starting off, but like Ontario always says, we want to scale up. We always want to be thinking on the next level. So if you are a sole proprietorship, fine. Do that until it's feasible for you. But you always want to be thinking on the next level. When am I going to incorporate? When am I going to move to an LLC? Because you want to, the one important thing and reason why I keep talking about getting under some type of legal structure that works best for you is that you want to remove the liability from your personal assets. Because as a sole proprietor, we know that if I sue you because I didn't like your business or I feel like you didn't provide the service that you said, now by law, your personal assets are up for grabs.
And we don't have time for that, y'all.
We don't, as CEOs, as true bosses, we don't have time to be giving the things that we've worked for in our personal lives over to someone if we were to get sued or a judgment is placed against us for something that may have cost us, depending on what state you are. I know people in California, they hate it because I think it's $800 to incorporate your business as an LLC, $300. So that's why I said you definitely want to check out the Secretary of State. If you know that you're going to go and get a business banking account every bank has different regulations on what they require, but some of the standard things are the same. You need an EIN number. You're going to need to be incorporated. You're going to have to show them your charter if you're an LLC. They want to see that this is truly a operating business. You have to show the bank
Absolutely.
That. And when you come into the bank as a business, they'll treat you as one. And I'm not saying that they won't treat you as one if you don't, but you don't want to give them the notion, or maybe this is a red flag, you know, is this going to be another business that's going to be fly by night? No, you're establishing a relationship. And for those who are starting a business, I can give you a business tip. Even if you haven't got that DBA yet and you're thinking about it, go talk to a banker. Walk into the bank, and not a teller. Go talk to the banker. Ask them, what does it take for me to be able to get a loan from this bank? Because when they see that you come in, then they know you're serious. What does it take for me to get a business credit card? Start establishing business relationships with the bank now. Not when you make $100,000, not when you make $1 million. Start now, because then it'll give you the blueprint on what you need to do.
Love that. I love that, y'all. So that's definitely good. Now, let me ask you a question, because I know we have some urban CEOs on the line who might be thinking, well, I can't really open an account because I'm in the system, right? I don't know. Can I open up a business account?
Okay, I got some of those, too.
You know what I mean by that, right? So, yes, look us up. We need a second chance.
So let me tell you something. What I love, and what I actually just was speaking at a church, because I'm doing a financial series called Saved and Paid. And the one thing that I told them about is I want every CEO, besides your credit reports, I know this is about finances, but your credit is about finances too, because let me tell you something, with those subprime credit scores, you're going to pay more money. So outside of your credit reports, this is what I want you to do. I challenge you to go get your LexisNexis report, LexisNexis.com. It's the LexisNexis report. I want you to also go get Check Systems report. The reason why some of us are denied banking, whether it's traditional banking or via a credit union, is because if we have had some financial faux pas in the past, and we've left the bank in not such a great light, this is the consumer agency where that will show up, and this is how they determine if a bank account will be established to you. So before we even go into the bank, let's just make sure that we're not in the system.
Gotcha.
There's also something that you can – it's called Check Systems, and every single banking institution, whether it's traditional banking or credit unions, that's where they primarily use. Another thing, I'm going to give you all some insight. So we'll give you some free game. Early warning system is the second thing that you want to look into. If you feel like, okay, I may get denied for a banking account, or my account may have been flagged. So those two things will let you know, because most of the time, if you can't open up a personal account, they're probably not going to let you open up the business one, especially if you're a sole proprietor. This is why separating yourself from the business is so key. Because if you're a sole proprietor, you're going to run your Social Security number.
Period.
Now,
Sarita, because you just gave us a ton of different sites, are you able to post that for us as well, so we
can
be able to make sure we're
I can.
Okay? Please, because I know that they were probably like, "Ooh, Lord, let me write this down and try to get to it."
Yes,
I
will drop it. I will drop it in the group. I'll leave the link, and I'll give you the link directly to the agency and the form if you decide to mail it. A lot of these things you can do online. The LexisNexis, I'm going to give you all this. You know how you go in, you're like, how do they know this? How do they know this about me? The LexisNexis tells every address, every insurance, every credit card ever done in your name is on that report.
Wow.
This is how the bank
we definitely need that information.
Because just because it's not on your credit report does not mean that the bank does not know about it.
Gotcha. Okay, y'all. So she's looking us up.
Yeah, see, just because it's not on the credit report does not mean the bank won't know about it. You got to think.
Good.
The credit
this
bureau can only report information that they cannot validate. Get it? The credit bureaus can only report things that they cannot validate. The LexisNexis
gotcha.
Report shows everything.
Yes, and I know that for a fact because I remember one time, everybody said years ago, I had cleaned up my credit, and I was like, oh, look, something that was on my credit from a bank was not there anymore. And so when I went in to try, I thought I could go in, try to open up my account. They said, ma'am, it says here that you still owe whatchamacallit. And I was like, that's not on my credit. I was like, no, we need you to go ahead and pay that off. And so... So I had to go ahead and pay that off so I could get that account. But I didn't know what the heck they was pulling up. And there she goes. She hooked us up and told us exactly. Sharita, now if people need to reach out to you, because I know that you help people to really get their finances in order. And guys, look, as Urban CEOs, I was listening to Dr. George Frazier, and when I say what he was talking about, what's going on within our community and where we may end up by 2054. In the year 2054, if we do not start taking full action towards setting up ourselves financially, and this, I'm not talking about making the money. I'm talking about what you do with what you've made. If we don't start setting ourselves up in the right way, we're setting ourselves up to be eliminated on the financial poll. The numbers were scary. Sharita, everybody needs to get in touch with you, and they need to get in touch with you ASAP. First of all, I know that you have like an ebook that's available if everybody wants to be able to get a copy of an ebook that you have. And then also, how can we get in touch with you?
Okay, so you can get in touch with me. My website is SharitaMHumphrey.com. Again, it's SharitaMHumphrey.com. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter. I'm always giving financial content. Especially for those who are on my newsletter. So if I find out anything that's going to affect us financially, especially us that are CEOs, I make sure that I get that, my team and I make sure that we get that out to you. Also, I also have opened up about 100 slots for March, but they're starting now, that anybody who wants to come in and get a 15-minute consultation with me, I will extend that if you register to 30 minutes for the Urban CEO. So all you have to do is say, how did you hear about it? Put it into the Urban CEOs. We can go over and kind of talk about where you are, come up with a strategy that you can use today, and hopefully that same strategy that you can build off on and use it and to really create the wealth that you're looking for, because everybody's level of wealth is different. Some people just want to make 250, and some people want to make 250 million. So it's just going to depend on what you are looking for that I can help you with. And if you are looking to grow business credit, I can kind of give you and guide you on that as well, because we want to remove the liability from our personal credit. If that is what you're doing, you want to get over to the business credit, because I'm going to tell you something. Everybody always says this, and I said this at the luncheon. If you missed it in January, sign up for June. You missed a treat. I always say this. I'm living my best credit life. But right now I'm living my best business credit life, because I'm telling you, personal credit is great. I'm in the 800 club. But business credit, it's a whole nother – that's the start of wealth.
So
if I can help you guys, let me know.
Right. Y'all need to go ahead and reach on out, because we need to all be living our best business credit life. I love it. Yes, and she is definitely right. She was able to be a part of our panel in January at our luncheon, and just definitely blessed us with a wealth of knowledge. And, I mean, when I say everybody was definitely connected, extremely excited. Sharita, any last imparting words that you would like to leave to our Urban CEOs on our radio show?
I would like to say that I'm going to use my favorite quote. And this will be my last, this will be my sign off. I would say that where you are is not your destiny. What God has for you is on the opposite side of your yes. So if there is something that you have not given your all to, and God is calling you to do it. Do it now. Do it now.
Do it now, y'all. Do it now. Thank you so much, Sharita. We appreciate you for being a part of the Urban CEO Radio Show. She's going to also post all of her details in the group, so make sure that you connect with her. Another woman out here that is just definitely changing lives. Y'all need to plug in. Cornisha says, just because it's not on your credit report does not mean that the bank does not know. Yes, ma'am. Regina says she's watching live from Buffalo, New York. Hey, Regina. We have Naba here live from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hello, darling. We have Kiana. She says Forgiveness Nation. She says Forgiveness Nation and Pooch Styles live. Okay. I'm like, what? From Forestville, Maryland. Guys, make sure as well that you include hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show when you make your post so that your post can be approved onto the timeline. But Sharita definitely was a blessing. Make sure, guys, that you guys connect with her. All her details will be posted in the group, and we'll also make sure that everybody who is a part of the Urban CEO email list, that you guys get the details there as well. Now, what you must do if you want to be on the Urban CEO list, you need to go over to the urbanceonetwork.com, okay, and you'll see where you can actually join the list so you don't miss any of the details. And then also, most importantly, y'all, we are still doing our first 100 T-shirt supporters. So if you want your Urban CEO T-shirt, you need to go over to the website, urbanceonetwork.com, purchase your T-shirt. We have more T-shirts being mailed out this week, so you should be getting your shirts, guys. When you get your shirt, do me a favor. Make sure that you also post a picture of you from head to waist, at least, y'all, in your T-shirt. Post it in the group. We're going to post it in the and tag our Instagram page, Urban CEO Network, so that we can repost you and highlight you to all of our followers. But definitely, guys, go and get your shirt. And then once you purchase your shirt, you should be receiving a message from our team so that you can send us your professional picture, your biography, and contact details so that we can add you to the website. That is a free thing we're doing for the first 100 people who purchase their shirt, but you do have a period of time in which you need to send that stuff over so that we can highlight you on our website. So urbanceonetwork.com is where you want to go. Now, by the way, does anybody want to share their breakthrough? We have a little bit of time so we can hear some breakthroughs. And a breakthrough, guys, 90 seconds or less. You want to share something that has happened within your life, your business, something of incredible, motivational, something where you've overcome, you pushed through. What did you do? If you want to share, go ahead and press the number one on your keypad. Pushing the number one on your keypad will open it up. You won't be unmuted. It'll put you into the queue so that we can unmute you so that you can share your business or life or whatever it may be, breakthrough. Push the number one on your keypad. So again, guys, as we're waiting for some people that want to raise their hands to share their breakthrough, make sure that you also, if you're interested in learning more about being a part of our board, send an email to info@urbanceonetwork.com. Urbanceonetwork.com is where you want to send your email so that you can get the details of the private board introduction meeting that is taking place on the 28th, okay? That's in a couple of days. On the 28th is when it's going to be, so you need to go ahead and send out your email so that you can join us and find out what it all entails with being a part of the board, okay? Again, if you want to get your T-shirt, go to urbanceonetwork.com. That's where you're going to get your T-shirt, darling, and be able to represent and wear your shirt and show everybody that you are unapologetic, that you are real bold, and you are action-oriented as well as non-conforming. We do things different over here, all right? Okay, so what I'm going to do, guys, is I'm going to shout out the last four of your number, which lets me know that you are in queue, the last four of your number, which lets me know that you are in the queue, and that is how I will announce you. You will also hear it say unmuted, okay? So the last four of your number, and remember, 90 seconds or less. All right, last four is 1428. You are now live on the Urban CEO Radio Show. Who do we have on the line?
This is Fortune up here in Indianapolis. Glad to be on the show.
Hey, Fortune, we're so glad to have you on the show, bro. Go ahead and share with us, what is your breakthrough?
Yeah, mine is reflecting back on something I was told back in college, is that a friend of mine told me, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. And I've taken that to heart for a lot of things in my life. And it kind of happened this past weekend, similar to your story there, where I came to the Black CEO event. And that day, I came to leadership training earlier that day, and I get this text message in the middle of a call saying, can you be on this workshop? There's virtual summit they're doing. I'm like, okay, sure. So I leave from the leadership event, get on this call to do a 30-minute presentation for an event that I had no clue what was going on. Then turn around and get to the Black CEO event, and they are missing a speaker for one of the XI speakers. And I get told like an hour before, hey, we need you to fill a spot. Can you fill this spot? And it just so happens that, of course, I just presented this 30-minute presentation for the summit. So now it's like, all right, how do I shrink down what I say and go right into this? You know, God's constantly preparing you if you stay ready for those opportunities. And I'm grateful for the opportunity he gave me. And then I stay ready. If you stay ready, you ain't never got to get ready.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Guys, always be ready for those opportunities. And, you know, it may not always come in the way that you thought it was going to come, but you got to be ready. Or you may not have come in the time that you thought it was going to come, but you've got to stay ready. Thank you so much, Fortune. It definitely was a blessing getting a chance to see you over the weekend, brother. And you definitely did your thing, honey. On that stage, you lit it up, you lit it up, you lit it up. If we have anybody else that wants to share, go ahead and make sure to press the number 1 on the keypad so that you can share your breakthrough. Guys, we've got so many great things that are coming up, so I'm super excited about that. Make sure that you continue to stay plugged in, but most importantly, when you invite people to join the group, please make sure that you also let them know about Friday. Friday is the next day that we go live, but we do have, believe it or not, y'all, we have so many people who are going back and listening to the replays. I'm listening to the previous shows, and if you've missed any of the shows, all you have to do is go to radio.urbanceonetwork.com, radio.urbanceonetwork.com, all right? That's where you're going to go so that you can share. Now, I know some of y'all shy. Y'all scared to press that number 1. Let me encourage you guys that on next Friday, no matter what, darlings, I want you to push through and press that number 1 to share what your breakthrough is. And don't compare your breakthrough to somebody else's breakthrough. There's some people right now that are dealing with challenges, and their challenge to some may seem, you know, compared to what they're going through, may not feel as they may not feel like their challenge is as big. But I'm here to let you know, no matter how small or no matter how big, okay? Are y'all hearing me? No matter how small or no matter how big, there's somebody that needs to hear your story. They need to hear from you. They need to know what you have overcome, what you have pushed through, because guess what? They're dealing with it right now, and maybe that they don't know what the next step is. So make sure that you share. Okay, we have one more person that we're going to have to close this on out. The last 4 of their number is 7494. 7494. You are now live on the Urban CEO Radio Show. Who do we have on the line?
Hello, you have Shakita D. Days from Miami, Florida.
All right, Shakita, what's going on, sis? Please share. What is your breakthrough?
I just wanted to share my breakthrough after publishing the Destiny Walker's book and rebirthing my Young and Murdered book. I'm starting to see how becoming an author authorizes you. It kind of presents you to the world. So those people that were looking at you before, that weren't looking at you before, they start to look at you. So with that being said, for a radio show on March the 2nd, this weekend, on Saturday, with Jolt Radio for my Young and Murder book, and then following our interview is going to be the rapper, Iceberg. He's a local rapper in Miami, Florida. So I was super excited about that breakthrough and other things that are going to come my way.
Absolutely. Woo, woo, woo. Congratulations, honey. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? And we like to line ourselves with some urban communityism, but that is so dope. You know what? Keep on promoting yourself. Keep on getting that book out there. I'm so happy about what it is that you're doing, and I'm starting to see your face more and more. And all I can tell you is I'm encouraged by you, sis. Make sure. And by the way, for everybody that did share, please make sure that you share your virtual business card, your details, your information. Please share that information on our timeline in the Urban CEO group. Again, do not forget this on the 28th. On the 28th, guys, we will be having our Urban CEO interest board meeting. And so if you're interested and you want to know more about how you can play a bigger role with the movement, with the growth of where we're going, please, 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 please go over and send an email to info@urbanceonetwork.com. Other than that, my darlings, it has been a privilege and a pleasure. But look, let me tell you something. This Friday, we're gonna have it lit up again. It's going to be live in action again with another VIP guest. So make sure not only do you get on the line, but you bring a guest or two or three with you on the line. And as I like to close out every one of these calls, remember, guys, vision is the art of seeing what's invisible to others. So don't allow people who do not see what you see to break your focus. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, don't you look left, don't you look right. Only stay focused forward on what God has for you. And at the end of the day, my darling,